We have a guest on the phone as we've been trying to help folks cope with the COVID crisis. And we've got today Miss Annie Reed Kintzer. She's a mother and wife. She's the owner of Just Plain Fancy Boutique here in Stanton and Ramble and Rome in Slade. She's an active member of the business community and a commissioner for the Stanton City Tourism and Convention Commission. I know she does some other stuff in the community, but I just wanted to thank you for being on the program today. How are you, Annie?
I'm great. Thanks, Ethan. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So let's jump right in. Of course, anybody who's been out at all knows that we're in a kind of crisis mode here in our local community as well as across the world, literally. Give us just a little history as we jump in on your businesses. Why did you choose the clothing sector? And just give us a little history about Just Plain Fancy and Ramblin' Rome.
I've been open at Just Plain Fancy for about 8 years now. It'll be 8 years in October. I went to the Pike County High School and then went on to get my luxury management master's from Savannah College of Art Design, and really wanted to be able to do something close to home. Had no aspirations of, you know, going further than that. Home is where truly my heart is, and it just, God kind of opened up a way that I was able to be right here in Stanton doing what I know and what I love, and being a part of my community. Ramble and Rome has been open, just this will be our third season. And it's more of a tourist shop. We have lots of Red River Gorge-centric items, just a cool place to get, you know, a gift to take home. If you've been rambling up in the gorge for the weekend, but we also offer some local t-shirts, locally made pottery, a little bit of anything and everything, but we're kind of on two different spectrums. We have, you know, a largely local client base at Just Plain Fancy with our boutique, you know, and apparel items. And then in Slade, we have literally people from all over the world. So just a little bit of background about us, but we kind of, we're saying that we've seen a lot of people and had a lot of questions, and a lot of people reach out from very different places, and to kind of give us different aspects of what's going on in their world right now. So,
absolutely. And I'm sure as we were kind of just getting ready for the opening of the tourist season in the gorge, were you even able to open Ramblin' Rome yet here in the spring?
Yes.
What'd you say?
We are fully staffed, fully trained. We've been open 3 weekends, had great weekends, had seen a lot of traffic. You know, fully, all my inventory was in, you know, we were ready to go. But, you know, there's other plans, but the last day we were open, and which led to why we, you know, chose to close even earlier than what the governor mandated, but on the last day that we were open, we had customers from Washington, California, Oregon, Pennsylvania, and New York. So a lot of us, I think, that live here locally don't realize how many people we have coming in, you know, from other areas, which is wonderful. I mean, we are a great place for adventure tourism, and, you know, have so many things to offer, but it just got to a point where, because we had so many different customers from all over the country coming in, we chose to close a little bit. We closed a week earlier.
Right. And it, I was going to go ahead and ask you, of course, here at WSKV, we opted to close our studios to the public just a little bit early as well, in kind of anticipation of what was happening. When did you end up closing your retail locations?
March 16th was our closing date. Yeah, we made the decision.
Now, of course, yeah, and of course, it's kind of an obvious question, but by closing your locations to the public, of course, you did do some kind of, and we'll talk about it in just a minute, some innovative online type things, but did that pretty much, as far as your normal business operations, did that pretty much effectively shut you down?
It did, unfortunately. I mean, there are, I do have a few deliveries, and lots of people have been great about, you know, purchasing gift cards and that kind of thing. But in reality, you know, people, especially from Ramblin' Rome, I mean, people want to touch, feel, and see what they're purchasing. And with the boutique, it's no different. Especially in uncertain times, you know, I'm well aware that, you know, what I offer are essentially, they're not essential items by any means. You know, buying a boutique item is a luxury. So, you know, when I close the doors and people aren't able to walk in and, you know, get that true like customer service feel, it definitely changed the game for sure, for certain.
Right.
You know, people have been great about, you know, reaching out and, you know, helping with those online purchases and so forth, but it's definitely different, as you can imagine.
Right. Now, you mentioned your online purchases and your online resources. If somebody wants to buy from you right now, what are some creative options that you've done to be able to continue to do some business online?
Yeah, absolutely. When we decided to close, we went ahead and tried to come up with a few options that we could still, you know, at least maintain some visibility in the community. You know, we're all sitting on Facebook, obviously, right now. Some of us more than others and more than we should be. But we've tried to do daily posts still that and we are using PayPal for invoicing. You can still purchase online. We've been doing local deliveries for free. I am shipping for free. I've also been meeting people if they're just already out for a drive, instead of me coming to their homes to deliver. We've just been meeting and using those, you know, social distances and all those helpful tips and tricks to stay safe. But they can, again, you know, use invoicing online, and super easy. But we also started an initiative in order to help in a very small way for our other small business owners. If you purchase a gift card from Just Plain Fancy, for every $100 that's purchased as a gift card at Just Plain Fancy, we are paying it forward and buying another $20 gift card at another local business.
That's cool.
You know, just something to help out in a, like, again, a very small way, but to let them know that, you know, we're thinking about you, we appreciate you. Up and down our streets here in Stanton, our small business owners are our bread and butter of what keeps this community going.
Right.
And if there's anything that anybody can do right now, even if it's just sending a message or calling, you know, some of these business owners to let them know, you know, we haven't forgot about you. We appreciate what you do. It's definitely appreciated, I can say firsthand. But it's very uncertain times for all of us.
Right, right. And actually, you segued perfectly into my next question and have answered most of it already. But if folks are, of course, thinking about their local businesses, the places they used to haunt less than a month and a half ago, what are some things, restaurants, you know, I know you're plugged into the business community with restaurants and small businesses. What are the things to do right now to help and assure that those businesses will maintain their presence through this storm and come out the other side? What are some things that the community members can do?
Definitely, I think, you know, order takeout, go through the drive-thru for our restaurants, you know, and I have been, when I've been out making deliveries, there have been people who are, you know, waiting most of the time in within those 6 feet at Sue's. I mean, there's 12, 14 cars that are there, you know, trying to support that business. Definitely, I would recommend gift cards of any amount. I've been encouraging a lot of my customers, you know, if there's somebody that you've seen that is doing something positive and uplifting in our community. Maybe they're delivering meals to our kids in their school system. Maybe they're, you know, have been super helpful at our nursing homes and taking care of our loved ones right now. Or maybe somebody brought you groceries this week as a way to say thanks and pay it forward. Maybe buy them, you know, a $10, $15 gift card from Mesinka or, you know, Sue's Hot Dogs or Mr. Ed's or, you know, any of our small town restaurants or businesses. That's definitely a way to help the cycle going, for sure. You can also just help them if they're doing, you know, any of this, you know, innovative invoicing or anything that's online. All of it's definitely helpful at this point.
Absolutely. Well, to go ahead and wrap up, we appreciate you for your time. But, of course, being encouraged to stay in has altered everything that we do, including what we do for fun. What is an activity that you've been doing to keep the family occupied right now, Annie?
Oh, I'm running out of ideas. our main thing, we have had some great, you know, sunny days, which has been awesome, but we have become experts in sidewalk chalk. We've got a lot of beautiful art going here on Paint Creek.
Awesome.
But hopefully a few more sunny days coming our way.
That's fantastic. Well, folks, if you're just tuning in, we want to thank Annie Reed Kinser. She's the owner of Just Plain Fancy Boutique here in Stanton and Ramblin' Rome in Slade. Thank you so much, Annie, for your time, and we hope that things start looking better soon.
Thank you. Me too. Thanks, Ethan.